Wormholes, particle physics, extra dimensions. Are the wonders of so-called reality really what they appear to be? Or do we exist in an elaborate hologram? Is our universe the result of random activity or the result of intelligent design? If a creator was involved, can we discover him through our perception of divine order? This is Into the Multiverse with Josh Peck.
Hello and welcome to another exciting special episode of Into the Multiverse. Our free speech is being infringed upon on social media. What do we do about it as Christians and conservatives? Is there anything we can do? That's what we're going to talk about today. Christina Peck is
Hi.
With me in studio. How are you doing?
I'm great. This is a really good subject. I've been wanting to talk about this for a long time.
Me too.
Even my good friend Sandy and I have talked about it on several occasions on YouTube and over Facebook, and my anger, I'll just say it, has come out on Facebook about said rights being infringed upon.
Right. You know, and of course, like we talked about earlier, before recording, you know, these social media companies, they're private companies, they can run them how they want.
Yeah.
You know, there's no legal, like, obligation for them. But that's how businesses die.
I know.
Is when they infringe on what we hold as our rights. You
if
know?
You're targeting a certain demographic, a certain, you know, like-minded group, that's one thing, but then you don't want to discriminate, but then you're going to discriminate because you opened it to the public, but you don't want the public to really have their rights.
Yeah, exactly.
It's a mess.
Exactly. So today we're going to be talking about, is it even possible to thrive on social media as a conservative Christian? And if you have a ministry at home, how do you navigate this stuff? You know. Mm-hmm. So we're going to talk about that because we've ran into some difficulties. This might be somebody's first time watching this show. How do they find us?
Okay, well, welcome. We are on Skywatch TV. You can find us right here at youtube.com/ Into the Multiverse. You can find us on Roku under the Skywatch TV channel. You'll be able to have access to all of our past and present shows and future shows. And don't forget to subscribe. And I believe we are... Is there any other... Yes, we have an app. I haven't done this spiel in a while.
It has
I'm sorry.
Been a little while.
But yes, we have a Skywatch app for your smartphone. If you go, you'll see Skywatch TV. If you go to the Apple or the Google Play Store, you'll see our app.
Yep. Yeah, so make sure to check us out there. Subscribe to us on YouTube. You have to click the little bell because YouTube wants to make things difficult for everybody. So when you subscribe, you got to click the bell so you get notifications. Otherwise, it won't tell you when we upload stuff. And we do so frequently. And not only every week, we have a new episode every week, Thursday at 9 a.m. Not only that, but we also do extended things as well, extended
yes,
features.
We have
so
done those.
We have those from time to time. So yeah, when we first started in ministry, this was before Skywatch, when we first kind of started doing our own thing. This was before like Twitter, YouTube, Facebook. This is before they really were starting to crack down on what they consider hate speech, you know, which is just, if you quote Leviticus or, you know, I mean, it's just being a Christian, basically.
If you're a Christian, if you have morals, then you have hate speech.
Yeah, exactly. And this was before a lot of that crackdown happened. And so we learned a lot about how to navigate YouTube, how to monetize. We even discussed if it's even morally or like if it's a good Christian thing to monetize your videos because you don't have complete control over the ads. And so, I mean, which that's a whole other show, but we talked about all that. We learned how to do it. And a good portion of our income came from YouTube, from making YouTube
videos.
Before
we came to Skywatch, yes, I was working as a manager at McDonald's for about 6 months before we moved, I was working at a bank. But we worked really hard. You were on disability.
Yep.
And trying to bring in more income. I even started my own business to bring in more income because we were drowning so fast.
Yep.
And cost of living where we were in Michigan was so high. I don't know how anybody could survive.
Yeah, no kidding, especially with the lack of jobs there. And also, you know, here we kind of joke around, but it's the truth. Our mortgage for our house here in Crane is still less money than the apartment that we had.
The three-bedroom apartment.
Yeah,
the
upstairs apartment.
Yeah, 900-square-foot apartment was more money than our mortgage.
Yeah, and our house is bigger than the apartment was, and we're able to fit a lot more kids into it, which is nice. But yeah, so we had to navigate all this. I had to learn create space because I was self-publishing books, and so that was a big part of it too.
You started that when we were still living in the trailer.
Yeah, and at least so far, thank God, it doesn't seem like create space or Amazon is telling people they can and can't write stuff.
Right. I'm even thinking about doing create space because I'm going to self-publish a couple of my books too.
Yeah, you should. So when we first started in this, we didn't have a real problem with YouTube. Like, there were extreme cases where somebody's YouTube channel would get deleted, but then usually like a big ministry would back that person and essentially harass YouTube until they decided to give them their channel back. But it's not that way anymore. Now, I mean, Tim Alberino even lost his whole YouTube channel, never was able to get it back.
I know.
He had more followers than we even do on this channel. I think at the time he alone had more YouTube subscribers than even the main Skywatch TV channel. So it's just insane now. But we were actually able, and a lot of YouTube creators were actually able to make an income from that.
A decent income.
Yeah, and be able to provide for their families. And so that's what we were doing. The way that it started was YouTube changed their algorithm, you know, whatever that means. And everybody took a hit in views.
Everybody. Yep.
Now, this happened after we started working here.
Yes, it was earlier this spring.
Yeah.
It happened.
Yeah, because one of the things that I did when I came and moved here is I took everything that I learned on how to run a successful YouTube channel, and I brought that to Skywatch, and we have a bunch of different channels. We have Skywatch, we have Into the Multiverse, Sci Friday, Skywatch Women.
Mm-hmm. 5 and 10.
I think 5 and 10 is on the main Skywatch channel. But
So
we have all these channels, and they're all doing well, but they all could be doing a lot better had it not been for this YouTube thing. Because after that algorithm thing, they really started cracking down on what they say is hate speech, which is basically if you quote the Bible, if you say the word Israel or Islam, if you say Muslim extremists or terrorists, like, you just can't say anything. So 5 and 10, for example, Derek reports the news, and yeah, he offers his opinion on it, as well he should. I like getting news from people who are willing to admit that, you know, who it's like, well, here's what happened, here's my opinion about it. But he just can't monetize those anymore. Like, YouTube just will flag every single one, put it on restricted mode, and so they people don't see him. There was even this article that came out that where Google actually admitted that they were putting content like ours and other conservative, not even only Christian, but conservatives too.
Yeah,
conservative, Christian, anything with those values, they would essentially blacklist. I think the way they describe it is they put it away in the corner of the internet, a darkened corner of the internet, where, and they're admitting this.
Oh, I know.
Where people can't
see
it.
People will screenshot the list of people, and they put it on Facebook, like, oh, and they've tagged us.
Yeah.
And it, like, check this out, Josh Christian, you know, Gon Chimera, you know, his face like the sun is blacklisted.
Yeah.
So many good channels, so many good people that we follow.
Yeah.
It's been blacklisted.
Everybody's been hit by this. Hagman and Hagman, I mean, it's still a really good show. I mean, it's always been a really good, solid show that should do nothing but grow. You know, it's not like they changed something and then now people don't listen to it. But on YouTube, you look at their views and you can actually see where this happened, where YouTube decided to do this. You see that in all. You can see that in our channel, our personal channel. So a big question kind of came up. Okay, unfortunately, we can't fight against this. And then there was this massive, like, exodus from YouTube. Like, a lot of YouTube creators decided, we're not going to deal with this. This is garbage. We'll go somewhere else. You know, we'll do something else. Twitter's like that, too, where they really clamp down on free speech, things they don't
like. And, you know, I've never liked Twitter. I've never gotten into Twitter.
Yeah.
Like, when it was Back in 2008, 2009, when it was just starting to kick off,
yeah.
I looked at them like, this is the stupidest thing I've ever seen. I don't want to send out a tweet.
And it's become a really powerful social media tool that ministries, if they can get around the people at the top, you know, the people in charge of running everything.
Right.
But if they can get around it, Twitter can be used for a lot of, like, really
sure.
good things.
And I have a Twitter account, don't get me wrong.
Yeah, well, Into the Multiverse does, I do, you do, and we use them.
I've never checked it. I've maybe checked it three times, and I do. I get so many notifications. So-and-so is following. So-and-so tweeted at you or whatever.
Yeah.
Whatever. And I'll just go in there every once in a while, and I'll check my message. I'm sorry. You know, I have everything hooked up mm-hmm. to go everywhere on social media.
Yeah.
I'm just never on this platform.
And in terms of social media, we're old. We're not old. We're in our young 30s.
Early.
That's the word. Our young 30s. I was trying to think of the word. Yeah, we're in our early 30s. So we're not old. But by social media standards, by internet standards,
we're pretty old.
I still remember vividly a world before the internet.
Yes, me too.
I know a lot of our viewers don't, because thank God a lot of younger people like our show, and thank you. We need more of you. So people now today are wondering, well, what's the point? You know, I'm just going to be shut down anyway. Facebook's just going to block my account. And, you know, so what's the point? What can we even do about this? You know, how can you have a successful online ministry? And we're going to give you guys some options. We're going to cut to break. And when we come back, we're going to tell you about a social media platform you may not have heard of that we absolutely love. We'll tell you about that and what else you can do to get involved right after this.
Three very mysterious shiny lights have police and residents puzzled.
This pilot who flew Barack Obama says UFOs are real, and he's seen one firsthand.
The triangular-shaped flashing object appears to be floating above the capital city.
So this large disc,
oh yeah,
massive, it was following you.
It was pacing us. Here's this giant red ball just above the clouds.
Unbelievable.
Oh, it was.
Four different species, at least, had been visiting this planet for thousands of years.
For the first time in history, the disturbing truth behind the push for official disclosure of extraterrestrial intelligence and UFOs has been uncovered. For years, religious and secular researchers have tried to determine how the world would react to a genuine extraterrestrial reality. But what if their conclusions are wrong? Humankind has defined them as devilish creatures. Yet something even more diabolical is occurring. What if there's a difference between ancient demonic phenomena and the question of extraterrestrial life? It was hinted at in the WikiLeaks.
People really want to know what the government knows.
I have said I want to open the files as much as we can.
A reality that lurks in the shadows, that will soon come to light. A truth so shocking, it threatens the destiny of every soul on planet Earth. You must ask yourself, why now suddenly is seeking to answer the question of UFOs life-threatening?
This is another investigator who is getting very close to information on official disclosure that's now been found dead.
I've talked to a lot of pilots here, and they've all admitted that they've seen UFOs, but they kind of keep quiet about it.
The government discounts every single report that ever seems to come out, every UFO report.
I'm about the only person willing to get in front of a camera and talk about the UFOs that were flying overhead.
Promises of earth-shattering news are being quietly whispered by scientists and government insiders. Is something about to happen that was prophesied in the Holy Bible? This November, internationally acclaimed best-selling authors Josh Peck and Derek P. Gilbert peel back the lid on an astonishing cover-up and expose on a most insidious deception. In The Day the Earth Stands Still, unmasking the old gods behind ETs, UFOs, and the official disclosure movement. Coming November 2017.
The holidays are rapidly approaching, and now's your chance to save big on the largest SkyWatch TV giveaway of the year. We're proud to announce the Day the Earth Stands Still Ultimate Collection. When you purchase the Day the Earth Stands Still from SkyWatch TV, you'll also receive Josh Peck's most significant work in the new compilation book, Unraveling the Multiverse. Also back in print through Defender Publishing for the first time ever, Dr. Michael Heiser's breakthrough books, The Facade and The Portent. But we're just getting started. You'll also receive the brand new, top secret 5-volume DVD collection, Project Stargate. This unprecedented series of never-before-released confidential interviews features 12 of the world's leading authorities on UFOs, so-called aliens, gods, and the coming day of contact. You'll be amazed as we go behind the scenes to ask experts what they really believe is coming. Watch as men with security clearances like Dr. Chuck Missler share for the first time what they know. Then take notes as Dr. Michael Heiser, the late Chris Putnam, Russ Dizdar, Joe Jordan, L.A. Marzulli, Daryl Sims, Gary Stearman, and others weigh in on what will soon cause the world to stand still in awe. And yet, we're still not finished. You'll also receive Dr. Thomas Horn's presentation, The Secret Vatican and Alien Antichrist Connection on DVD, the digitally re-released legendary 20-hour audio series, Official Disclosure, the DVD presentation, Quantum Physics in Prophecy, and 2 free brand new gift books to add to your library or to give away as gifts this holiday season. Sold separately, this colossal special offer holds a retail value of over $300. But it's yours now for a very limited time at only $39.99 plus shipping and handling. So don't delay. This avalanche of holiday gifts is perfect for the serious researcher in your life, but is only available while supplies last. So take advantage of this, the largest SkyWatch TV giveaway of 2017, while you can when you purchase the Day the Earth Stands Still Ultimate Collection, now at the SkyWatch TV store. Order online or call 1-844-750-4985.
Welcome back to Into the Multiverse. I almost said SkyWatch TV, but that's close enough. It's Into the Multiverse on SkyWatch TV. So before the break, we're talking about how these big, huge social media companies are using their immense power, and I think even hubris, to think that they can clamp down on people's rights and think that that's a good business model. Mm-hmm. Now, again, like we said before, they're privately owned companies. They can run their business however they want, but it's not a successful way. Right. You're not going to grow that way. It's only going to alienate people, and it's going to create this type of class system where you got, you know, the leftists at the top, you know, the progressive leftists or liberals at the top. That's the highest class. And then down below, you got people like us who we may have as big of an audience as some of these people, but we don't get the same amount of exposure. It's unfairly balanced.
Yeah, YouTube really cracked down on a couple of our videos. Oh, well, what Sandy, my good friend Sandy and I do mm-hmm. videos every week, sometimes twice a week, for our own thing.
Yeah.
YouTube, we did a video on Christian relationships.
Mm-hmm.
You know, what it means, what's important, how you should, you know, I don't like using the word dating
mm-hmm.
because dating is a horrible thing, okay? Just follow me for a second. Rabbit trail. In the sense of what today's standards, what they believe you should do.
Right, the world standards of dating as opposed to the Christian.
What you should do as a Christian. Yeah. YouTube saw that. Oh, demonetized.
Yeah, because it had the word Christian and it had the word sex in the title.
Yeah,
and
it did.
That was enough for them to just not even look at it. And then when they do that, you have to submit for a review, and mm-hmm. it could be a month before they even look at it.
Yeah.
So we've seen that happen. There's been videos on that. One of Carl Gallup's interviews that we did where there's nothing offensive in it.
No.
I mean, there's nothing like an atheist could watch that, and there really is nothing that I can imagine they would be offended by. I'm not even saying they shouldn't be offended. Just nothing I can imagine that they would be, you know. We did another video on my channel with you and Sandy and me, and we talked all of what Christian peace through chaos.
chaos.
But because it has the word Christian in there, that got taken down and removed too. So what I did immediately was I went to my Steemit account.
Oh, I did the same thing for the Christian dating one.
And that's a good segue into what we've come to love and we recommend. There's another social media platform. There's actually a few of these, but it's decentralized, which means that there's not a governing body at the top that makes decisions on who can post what. Like, you really can post whatever you want, and it's set up in a way where they can't delete. You can't even really delete your own stuff. Oh. It's called blockchain. I'm mm-hmm. still learning about it, and I still don't totally get the tech side of it. I'm learning as I go. But the great thing, so it's called Steemit, Steemit. So Steem, like short for esteem, not steam like water vapor, but you can set up your own account, and it, you know, it's free. The cool thing is you can actually make money too, which is kind of fun. Not like a lot, but imagine if you get a couple of cents every time you make a Facebook post. You know, I mean, it's not going to be a lot of money, but it adds up. It's sort of set up like a blog site, but people will use it, you know, just for like little posts. Like, actually, I have more. I get more of a response when I post something short than if I post a really long blog.
Yeah, I've noticed that too. Because yeah. I'll just put a little bit, what I did with that Christian dating and relationship mm-hmm. video, I went to my Steemit account. Yeah. I put just a small explanation of why I'm posting the video there, mm-hmm. saying, YouTube demonetized this video. We sent in mm-hmm. a request. They demonetized it immediately after. Yeah.
And people there, they love free speech. Yes. Many of them are conservative. Mm-hmm. Many of them are Christian. But they're not exclusive. I mean, they don't exclude anybody. But
no, there are different categories. You're allowed up to 5 categories to tag with your video or yeah. your post. And people who follow those tags.
Yeah, and there's a bunch of them. There's like politics, religion, mm-hmm. Christianity, spirituality, news. There's a whole bunch of them. But I like Steemit because not only do the creators, I forget their names, but we should get them on the show sometime. But they yeah. created this platform because they believe in free speech, mm-hmm. and they saw what was happening, and they made a really good prediction that if these big social media companies keep doing this, and they will, people are going to start looking for an alternative where they can say whatever they want.
Yeah.
And, you know, with free speech, of course, you got to take the good with the bad, you know, because if you want the freedom of speech, some people are going to say some stupid things sometimes, you know. But we live in America, and you're fully, you have every right to believe that it's stupid and to even say it's stupid.
Yeah.
But I don't see any of like the type of fighting and vitriol that happens on Facebook a lot. I don't see that on Steemit at all.
No.
I actually just see a lot of encouragement.
I do too. And the cool thing is, I didn't even expect this. I didn't even know this was a thing. But on the Steemit account, mm-hmm. I wrote my testimony out from mm-hmm. the time I was 14 to the present
yeah.
of the things I went through. I won a contest, and I yeah. won $15 for it, which, I yeah. mean, $15, you think, oh, well, that's... Well, I didn't do anything but write,
yeah.
okay? It's, like, free.
Yep, and I was second place in that, and I got $7. Yeah. And the cool thing, the way that they have it set up is it's a cryptocurrency.
Yeah.
And, you know, there have been some talk about, oh, cryptocurrencies, is it the mark of the beast and all that, and I'll probably write about that someday, but no. I mean, I could see how something like that at some point could lead to that. But listen, you don't have to pledge allegiance to the beast to join Steemit, so it's fine.
Yeah.
You know, but basically the way it works, so you set up your account, and once you start posting, people can upvote it.
Yeah.
And when somebody upvotes it, depending how influential or how much Steem power they have mm-hmm. On the platform, that results in a certain amount of money. It might only be a tenth of a penny, or if you get somebody who's been on there a while and has developed a lot of followers and has a lot of, you know, steam power or influence.
Yeah.
I had somebody upvoted mine and I got $50 from one video.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
so, but it goes into Steem dollars, mm-hmm. you know, that's like their cryptocurrency. Then you can go to like Coinbase and you can transfer that to Bitcoin to real money.
Yeah.
And so we've done that. You know, we bought dinner with it before. I mean, it's not like you could actually, there are people that do this for a living, and mm-hmm. you could do that for a living and actually make money. It's a lot of work to make it substantial, but Anyways, so it's not only about the earnings though. It's just about, you don't ever have to worry about your post being deleted or removed or restricted or put low on the, like, it's fair for everybody. There's also a YouTube alternative called DTube, which is good. I mean, it has problems. It's still
really early. It just started, what, 2 months ago?
Yeah, I mean, it's literally one French guy decided that he wanted to make an alternative for YouTube. And so it is good, and it works well for what it is. Mm-hmm. But with Steemit, you can also just embed a YouTube video in your post. Like, mm-hmm. And I do that.
And that's what I've done too.
Yeah, and I think eventually, you know, the DTube thing will progress and get probably even better than YouTube over time. If you're good at coding, if you know how to code, you can actually code your own things on the Steemit platform. There are people that make their own, well, like DTube, that's what that was. So people have made their own thing. It has a lot of options, and it probably sounds more complicated than what it is. Mm-hmm. But if you and I can learn this, anybody can. It really doesn't take a lot of learning. You just sign up. They send you an email, you log in, you just start posting and have fun with it.
Yeah, I really enjoy it. I need to do it more.
Yeah.
But I've been so busy trying to work on other things again.
Well, and the good thing is you can link your Steemit account with Facebook and Twitter and things. Mm-hmm. So every time I post, it'll show up on my Facebook. So you're kind of using the good parts of these mega social media platforms without having to deal with the bad stuff.
Yeah.
So it kind of works. It works to our advantage, and we've seen a lot of benefit. So if people wanted to follow us, I'm go to steemit.com/@ a little at sign, at Josh Peck. It's really, really super easy.
I'm the same, but just Christina Peck.
Yeah, so steemit.com/@Christina Peck.
I've been on there for, 2 months, and I already have 80 followers. And
yeah.
You start off with a what is it? Is it a influence of 25? Is that what it's
called?
Yeah,
you get a number where your influence or your steam power goes up.
Yeah, you start at 25 and you could go up or down. I'm up to 43.
And if you want, and if you want to learn more about it, there's actually some really good tutorial videos on YouTube, which is funny that they're on YouTube. But again, people are using these social media platforms for their own benefit to promote this other thing, which is way more awesome. And I would say, definitely more conservative. Not everybody that's on there is going to be Christian, because it's kind of a lot of people. But you have conservatives, you know. But anyway, it's been really helpful for us. I think this is the future of social media, mm-hmm. because this is a platform where nobody can suppress.
Right.
It's written in a way where nobody can suppress your freedom of speech.
Yep.
I think it's only a matter of time before this blockchain thing, or there's even other things after blockchain that people are developing now. Mm-hmm. That I think that decentralized model is going to be the future.
It is.
So if you're wondering if there's any place for Christians in social media anymore, yes, there is. We just got to get a little bit creative with it. You know, let's let these companies, these social media platforms, let's let them die off. If they want to suppress everybody else, fine. Let's get out now and go to places like Steemit, especially younger people, because we need you guys. You know, we're all in this together. But thank you for joining us for another episode of Into the Multiverse. Until next time, take care and God bless.